In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For Protestants who insist on the Bible alone as having any binding authority, and in practice, the Bible alone being really the only thing that really matters as far as their faith is concerned, for most Protestants, you have to wonder why Christ called 12 apostles, because only certain of the apostles actually wrote things that we find in Scripture. And so, for an apostle like Andrew, for whom we have no writings that are found in the Scriptures, he really doesn't matter much. But for those of us that value the tradition of the church, St. Andrew is a very important saint, because many of us are here because our ancestors were first introduced to Christianity by the apostle Andrew. St. Andrew was the younger brother of St. Peter, and he was a fisherman of the village of Bethsaida, which was right next to Capernaum. And Bethsaida means the house of fish. This was a village of fishermen. But when Christ first encountered St. Andrew, he was already following St. John the Baptist. So there was some spiritual longing already present in St. Andrew that caused him to seek after deeper things. And so he and one other disciple that's not named in the gospel, but is by tradition believed to be St. John the Theologian, they were following St. John the Baptist, and St. John the Baptist pointed to Christ and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And they knew what that meant. And so they ceased following St. John the Baptist and began to follow Christ. And we're told that Christ turned to them and said, "What seek ye?" And they said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, "Master, where dwellest thou?" And he saith unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. So it was St. Andrew who introduced Peter to Christ. And when you read the Gospels, each Gospel gives us part of the story of what happened. And when you put these together, certain things start to make sense. When we read in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when it talks about Christ calling the apostles there on the seashore of Galilee fishing, and he says, "Come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men," and they immediately follow him. But what the Gospel of John tells us is that was not their first encounter with Christ. They had already been introduced to him and had made a commitment to him. But Christ's public ministry was not ready to begin at that particular time, and so they went back to their fishing. But Christ called them when he was ready to begin his public ministry, and then that was when they left their nets pretty much for the most part, although there is a few times in the Gospel that we're told that they went back to their nets to fish again. St. Andrew was not one of the inner circle of the three chief apostles, St. Peter and James and John, but in the Gospel of Mark, there's one occasion when they're on the Mount of Olives, and it talks about the four of them asking Christ to explain what would happen at the end of the world when Christ talked about the temple being destroyed. And so, although he wasn't one of the inner three, he was probably like right just close to that. And at the feeding of the 5,000, he was the one that pointed out to Christ the boy who had the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And then later on, when there were some Greeks that came to the disciples and asked to see Christ, it was St. Andrew who brought them to meet him. By tradition, we're told that after the day of Pentecost, St. Andrew first went to the area around the Black Sea and began to preach Christ there. He established the Church of Byzantium, which later became the Church of Constantinople, and so that's why the Patriarchate of Constantinople is referred to as having been established by him, or the See of St. Andrew. He also, among many other places around the Black Sea, went to Crimea and even to Kiev, and he prophesied as he looked over the city of Kiev, which at that time was probably just a village, prophesied that there would be a great Christian kingdom that would be established there, and that the peoples that were there would come to know Christ. And then he went to Greece, and in the city of Patras, he healed the wife of the prefect, whose name was Maximilla, And she was at the point of death, and he was so distraught that he was very happy that St. Andrew was able to heal her, and he offered him money, and he refused because he said, "My master told us, freely we are to receive, freely we are to give." But then when his wife became a Christian, as well as most of the people of that town, this prefect became enraged against St. Andrew, and he imprisoned him and tried to get him to abandon his faith and to offer sacrifices to the gods, and he refused and was beaten and tortured, but continued to refuse, although he talked to this prefect and tried to explain the gospel to him, but his heart was closed. And finally, he threatened him with crucifixion, and St. Andrew said, "You can do whatever you want. You can torture me in any way that you wish. You're not going to get me to deny Christ." And so rather than have him nailed to a cross, they erected a cross that was shaped like an X, and they had him tied to that cross with his head facing down, and he was left there for several days. But while he was tied to that cross, he continued to preach to the people who were there about Christ. And finally, the prefect, fearing that there might be a riot from the people who were so incensed at St. Andrew being treated this way, wanted to take St. Andrew off the cross, and he refused. And by divine power, they were prevented from being able to take him down from the cross. And then they saw a very bright, blinding light, like the light of the Transfiguration, for about 30 minutes. And then when that light dissipated, St. Andrew had given up his spirit to Christ. And then he was buried there, but later his relics were brought to Constantinople, although a portion of his relics were later brought to Russia, and also a portion of his relics were brought to Scotland, and that's why he's the patron saint of Scotland, and the Scottish flag has the cross of St. Andrew. St. Andrew made Christ his number one priority. The spiritual things were the number one priority to him, and he dedicated himself to bringing other people to Christ. Our job as Christians is to do the same. We may not be able to do it in the same way that the apostles did, but we certainly can bring people to Christ and first offer to them to come and see, and then to follow in his steps by our life and our words, and therefore shine the light of Christ so that they can come to know Christ and follow him as well. Amen.